You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Jim Hansen, and we are talking now with Kevin Freeman, who is a senior fellow at our own Center for Security Policy, the creator of GlobalEconomicWarfare.com, and the author of Game Plan and Secret Weapon. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
I would love to talk with you right now about our good friend and enemy of democracy, free speech, and all that's decent in the world, George Soros, who we have had the entertainment value and the reality check of looking at some of the documents of his Open Society Foundation and their efforts to fund all kinds of badness. A couple of them that I'll toss out there, and then I want to get your thoughts on a Daily Caller story. But he's working to increase migration, open borders. Actually, turns out they were paying to lobby bishops here in the United States prior to Pope Francis's visit last fall to get them more in line with the globalist progressive agenda. But let's talk about the Daily Caller story that says they were working to get the internet into a more compliant mode. Tell us a little bit about what that meant.
Well, when Daily Caller was evaluating the WikiLeaks of the Soros emails, Open Society emails, they found some interesting comments back to 2014 where they were calling for higher regulation of the internet or the use of regulation of the internet to promote open society initiatives, basically blocking free thought that ran contrary to what they wanted people to think and promoting stories and information. So they could shut down websites. They could, if they obtained this power and Soros was funding it, they would literally take control of the internet.
Now that's something we're going to want to dig into because we've seen similar things happening here in the United States on the private side with Facebook changing their algorithms regarding trending information, Google searches, you know, Twitter has been shadow banning information they don't like and discussions of the downside of Obama policies and other things. But the idea that this could be happening at a governmental level is even more scary. We are talking with Kevin Freeman, who is going to continue our discussion about controlling the internet to help push the progressive agenda. And this seems to have been something that was a major policy move by George Soros and his Open Society Foundation. What did they actually hope to accomplish?
Well, Open Society said we must use the internet to promote our initiatives, and I'm all good with that. I think that's what the internet's for. Everyone ought to have free expression. But they complained about the free expression of others that ran contrary to the initiative, and they were looking for means by which government could get better regulation and control. You know, one good example is President Obama's push to have the domain name registration, ICANN, handed over to a private entity, or perhaps even the United Nations, but taking it out of U.S. government control. And this is the kind of thing where the internet would be controlled by nameless, faceless bureaucrats or corporate elites that could be influenced by George Soros.
So more on the lines of free speech for me, but not for thee. And I think that, it, you know, anyone who's read Orwell understands the horror of speech becoming a weapon. And we've seen it, as I mentioned, here in the United States. You know, the idea now that the organizations and the companies that control the major communications platforms on the internet have been caught red-handed censoring what they don't like and promoting what they agree with. So is this something they are likely to be able to achieve with Obama's help?
Well, just to prove your point, Twitter canceled the account of the group that leaked the Soros emails.
Perfect. That's perfect.
So it just proves it. Yeah. And with President Obama's help, once this goes outside of government control where the people can vote for their representatives and senators and so forth that oversee this, then we have no control. And here's what happens. When you go to register a domain name, and let's say you want globaleconomicwarfare.com, which is my blog. They don't like the fact that I said something negative about Mr. Soros. ICANN can just disrupt the ability of people to find my blog because really I've registered a name with them. And even if my information is still on the internet, if you take my naming right away, you can't find what I'm publishing. That gives them de facto control over the internet.
So essentially, just to explain that a bit further, you know, a domain name like globaleconomicwarfare.com isn't where people go when they go to your website. They go to a number and a collection of gibberish that allows the computer to find it on the collection of servers and whatnot that we call the internet. But that's just, that has to be pointed there. You type in the name and that points to the number. And you're saying if this organization, which we now control, the U.S. government controls, is given to, like you said, transnationalists of some sort, they could use that in ways that won't allow the words that you named your site to point to the numbers that actually represent it.
That's exactly right. And that's where the Open Society and the Soros, tens of billions of dollars will be used in order to prevent people from speaking out things against what they believe. And that gives them total control at that point. So that's why the September 30th ICANN transition has got to be stopped. Congress has made it illegal to appropriate funds to transfer ICANN away from the U.S. government. It's ICANN. But President Obama seems intent on doing it anyway, and it seems to be a George Soros initiative.
So again, we've got our out of control executive with his flexibility due to no more elections for him, President Obama, going against the will of the American people as expressed by Congress in their role as appropriators of funds to do anything, to go ahead and do whatever he wants in furtherance of his agenda. Congress will be back in session. Is this something people can talk to their representatives about?
Oh, absolutely. Senator Cruz has been leading on this subject for quite some time. He's called and convened a number of meetings. He's put forward legislation. Senator Cruz is fighting to keep the internet under the American government and the American people's control. And President Obama seems intent on giving it away, and that would please Mr. Soros.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the other side of this, because if Twitter and Facebook and Google and the rest of these can change the actual landscape of the internet as they see fit, because it's pretty near impossible when you already have the media pushing their agenda, and then the only way people had to find information outside of that was to use the internet and search engines and blogs and the rest of this to go ahead and find alternative sources of information. If the gatekeepers to that have also decided that their agenda trumps an open internet, aren't we pretty much in deep doo-doo already?
Oh, yes. So if Facebook and Twitter are taking a globalist liberal agenda, and you can't create a competitor to them because ICANN won't allow you, then we're stuck. We can't transmit information at all. We'll have to start secret societies, the opposite of the open society. We'll have to start secret societies to pass the numbers along and new ways technologically. Freedom won't be kept down for long. We'll have to fight to get it back. But why should we give it away now?
You're hearkening back to the days of Soviet totalitarianism, where information was passed around as samizdat, which is, a secret way to know who you're talking to in a closed society and be able to pass the prohibited information. Have we become the underground in this totalitarian world?
Well, if we lose the internet, that's exactly what will happen, and freedom will find a way to express itself. God gave us liberty and we'll fight for it. But this government seems intent on taking it away.
That is a horrifying concept and one all freedom-loving people around the world should oppose. Kevin Freeman, thank you so much for coming on. GlobalEconomicWarfare.com is his website. Please go there. Plenty of great information. This is Jim Hansen. You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio. We'll be back after the break with Tom Rogan, columnist for National Review.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.